Hammer Time. Go with
the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, entertaining anything that you need my help with around the house at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, toll free at 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating, the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Anytime you'd like to reach me, you can either stop by to our new building on Main Street in Clarence or give us a call or email me, hammertime@cortez.net. On our website, everything we do is there. Of course, you can stop by and see us as well, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. When you're on our website, you'll see everything we do there, room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings. And then there's our cooking school, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Check it out on our website. Register there. Let's see. I've got 3 seats available for Monday where we're traveling to the Amalfi Coast. Then I've got several seats still available for our trip to Venice. That's the 7th of October. We are traveling to Venice. Several seats still available for that. In November, we're traveling to Sicily, the 4th of November. And the 2nd of December, it is Christmas in Italy, Natale in Italia. You can also give the gift of a class by going, again, to our website, cortez.net, gift a class. There's an icon for that as well. So coming up again, 7th of October, we're traveling to Venice. The 4th of November, we're traveling to Sicily. And the 2nd of December, it's Christmas in Italy. All available for you to register today at cortez.net. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for tuning in. We got a special guest for you today. His name is Matt Vallant. Matt's an old friend with a new career at United Components. He's now a manufacturer's representative. Used to be with his father-in-law, H.W. Brick, and branched out into selling components to the HVAC industry.
Yep.
So thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having me again.
I ran into you. Matt reached out about some of the some ideas he had about really important discussion matters. And as we electrify our world, we think about it in terms of not only, you know, the idea of how that's going to fit into society when there's not enough, of an infrastructure still in place yet. In spite of that, it's happening, and we need to be prepared. And one of the things that we need to be prepared about is protecting our equipment should we have a power outage, a surge rather, or a brownout.
Right. Yeah. Correct. That's so one of the lines I have is Rector Seal. So they are leading the charge on surge protection, voltage monitoring, really to protect this delicate, expensive equipment that we're putting in now. People have been putting in and will be forced to put in the coming years.
So how important is it for our listening audience right now to embrace this knowledge? Because, you know, again, it's the kind of thing that you don't think about, but then when something breaks down, you're going to be grossly inconvenienced.
Right. So when people are they buy a new TV or they have their computer system, right? They have that 6-way power strip with the red button on it with the surge protector built in, right? So we do that for all of the appliances. We can see 9 times out of 10 people don't think about it for their furnace, their boiler, their tankless water heater, or their air conditioner, heat pump. That's actually the heartbeat of their house, right? There's a few contractors out that will put it into a bid automatically because they're protecting themselves.
And they're minimizing their service work.
Right, exactly. So, but we just like to get the homeowners educated
yeah.
that if a contractor doesn't offer it, they should ask for it. Surge protection is at least the bare minimum, which is good for your furnace, your tankless water heaters, again, boilers, all that stuff.
Before we get too far into the weeds here, Matthew, explain what a surge is.
So a surge is a very fast change in power. Your home runs on 240. Most of them run. Most houses get about 220, maybe 218, 218 volts, right? What a surge does is a surge could be caused by any number of things. The power grid could be switching back and forth, depending on the time of the day and the draw on the power, the temperature outside, right? When the substations switch power around, you could get a voltage spike. And that's just a minuscule microsecond.
It doesn't take much.
Doesn't take much, but it's a lot. It's, you know, a voltage spike could be 400%, 500% of the existing power, right?
So if we don't really typically see a lot of power fluctuations in Western New York, correct?
The surges would probably happen more in Western New York. It might be small that most equipment can handle. It's the what we worry about is your refrigerators are now becoming all with inverter compressors. Now, the boards to drive those inverter compressors are expensive and delicate. Some of these high-end furnaces that are communicating or variable speed, the blower motors are expensive. The drive board to drive that motor to tell it to do variable speed is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is very susceptible to these surge protection or these surges.
So my question is, once we switch to being a more electrified society, do you think the issue of surges are going to be a bigger deal?
Surge could be a bigger deal because you're going to get more substation switching. You're going to get more like the power stations. If anybody's been up to Niagara Falls, that big dam that's there, there's guys there that are in the offices 24 hours a day, and they're monitoring voltage outputs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always adjusting where power is going. And it's you think it's just, oh, they're just wires, and it's just transformers, and it's water falling over the edge, and you just get all this power. Well, it fluctuates every second. And these guys are always constantly monitoring and turning dials to adjust the power. I mean, so the surges are pretty much clamped, you know, at the source or in the system at the substations. But lightning strikes are a big cause of surges. Now, it doesn't have to hit your house. It could be up to 5 miles away.
Right.
And that's going to generate static electricity. It'll jump to the power grid,
Could a power outage cause a surge when the power comes back on?
Exactly. That's a big thing because when people, you lose power and all of a sudden everybody's drawing power, especially at night, right? When everybody's lights are off and then all of a sudden all this stuff comes on. You got a huge amount of amperage draw because now you got this whole neighborhood that's drawing power at the same time. So anybody that's got, you know, an air conditioner that, you know, when it turns on, your lights dim, right? That's at some places. It's just on a larger effect. The entire neighborhood's doing that. That's where you could get a power spike.
So we benefit here in Western New York from having a pretty steady supply of electricity.
Yes.
But in other parts of the state, you say that's not the case.
So my territory and my new job is I cover from basically Syracuse down to Pittsburgh. So we get... I have rural, I have urban, I've got areas that are residential. Western New York tended to not have a lot of bad power issues. Pennsylvania, on the other hand, Southern Tier is famous for bad power grids. They'll get voltage fluctuations down to 170 volts up to 265. We had a couple of jobs last week where I had to call the contractor on how to solve his problem. He was getting 261 volts at the unit, and the air conditioner that they put in was a mini split and wouldn't run. It's too much power. So it was burning out boards. He burned out a compressor and two boards. So one of the product lines I have solves that. And that's that case there is not a surge. That's an overvoltage. That's a power problem at the grid level. There's this Pennell Pennsylvania Electricity. The problem is their problem, but it would be like our Niagara Mohawk or our National Grid, right?
Then it surging is one issue, and brownouts are another.
Yes. So you've got anything with power, there's three things that could happen. You've got surge is one part. That's the very fast, very rapid surge of power. A brownout or a lull or a sag in power, it could be, it's just under voltage for a long period of time. Could be 5-10 minutes, could be an hour, right?
We don't see that too much here.
We don't. I think where everybody would hear about it is on the news, where, and California's always been the number one for this. So we're going to have rolling blackouts or rolling brownouts. It was famous a couple years ago where they said, please don't charge your electric cars, we don't have enough power. Or, people hear that, you'll see it on the internet and all that stuff. But that's what they mean by a brownout, is anything less than your 220 volts. Anything under 180 volts, no equipment really likes it. Inverters don't like it. So they actually, as your voltage drops, your amperage goes up. So the thing is trying to run and run and run and run. And high amperage equals heat. Heat burns up the boards. So, and then you also have an overvoltage, where anything over the normal range of the power. So usually it goes by percentage. So anything at like 260 volts and over is considered an overvoltage. And that's bad too.
Lots to learn here, folks, as we embrace this new knowledge here that we're learning about how important it is to protect our homes from surges. And as we electrify our society, this is going to become a bigger factor. If you have a question regarding this or anything around the house, pick up the phone right now at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Don't just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930. News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the very latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open till noon today. Call us at 716-646-9480. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
We literally changed people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile, and she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done, and we spent about an hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent, completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The BuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Look good, feel great.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or your sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Wagging tails, picking winners. That's what you'll get with the tennis ball toss to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. And the Paws in the Park Walk, September 21st at Knox Farm State Park. Buy numbered tennis balls now through September 9th. And each week, watch as the tennis balls are tossed in the SPCA play yard. An adoptable dog might pick you as the winner of cash prizes. Woo! Tennis ball toss details and more on Paws in the Park are at your spca.org/tbt24.
What goes into starting or growing a business? You need to hire and train employees, find a site, and sometimes undergo environmental assessments. And what if energy costs get in the way? The Niagara County Center for Economic Development is here to help. Let our dedicated team help you learn about tax incentives and low-cost loan programs that can take your business to the next level. Starting or expanding your business in Niagara County has never been easier. To learn more, visit NiagaraCountyBusiness.com. That's NiagaraCountyBusiness.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Now is the best time, folks, as the weather starts to change and we move indoors, to look down into your basement and think about a fresh look. The best choice is a Gorilla Floor. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. Unlike rugs, tiles, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup. And if it gets wet, no insurance calls or mold remediation. It's just a simple, durable, and elegant way to finish a basement floor. Give them a call today for a free estimate. Transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time, and you'll get 10% off your readily affordable Gorilla basement floor price. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:23 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and my guest in studio is Matthew Vallant. Matt is a manufacturer's representative. He's cut his teeth in the industry. His company, United Components, sells HVAC support equipment, and we're talking about protecting your equipment from surges. And again, as we talk about the increased use of electricity to power our homes and to run all of our equipment, this has become a bigger subject matter that you need to embrace as far as knowledge that you need to run your house. And if you ignore this, you could really be inconvenienced in a big way.
Yeah, because as these high-efficiency heat pumps and air conditioners, people refer to them as mini-splits, there's new products coming out called side discharge condensers. So your standard air conditioner discharges air vertically. The newer ones are going to discharge horizontally like a mini split does, but they're more efficient, they're quieter, there's a lot more benefit to them, so that you can actually they can operate. A heat pump will actually operate colder now, where you don't need a furnace. Before, it was hybrid. Everybody had a gas furnace and a heat pump. Maybe the heat pump kicked off at 30 degrees 40 degrees. The new ones, like mini splits, they'll run down to some of them negative 13, negative 20. So
you mentioned that it's really important to protect a mini split because of how delicate they are to repair.
Yeah, the control boards are very expensive, and there are several control boards in the units, and they're communicating. So what happens outside could happen to the inside. So people have seen the mini splits with the big white boxes on the wall, high up on the wall, right? Some hotels, stuff like that. You want to protect that from the voltage issues. So because if you burn up the board outside, a contractor comes to your house, it's not a simple half-hour service call. It's 2-3 hours troubleshooting, getting on the phone with tech support from the manufacturer.
It's computer technology.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you get to the distributor level, they may not stock the boards on hand, so you might be out with no heat for a couple of days, right? So
now, I think it's probably important to say that it's not correct to assume that as of January 1st, 26, when we go to 100% electric for residential construction, that these surge protectors would be automatically installed in new construction.
Yeah, they're not integrated into equipment yet. There's too many variables, so they're relying on the contractor to install them. So, like I said, some contractors just automatically put it in. It's really good for a homeowner to ask for, make sure they're putting a surge protector in. If they're getting a mini split or a very high-end equipment, which could be $12,000, $15,000, $20,000, right? You want to ask for a voltage monitor. So the voltage monitors What that does is has the surge protection capability, but it also protects you against the brownouts and the overvoltage, like we just talked about earlier.
Okay, so there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of choices as to the steps that you could take here. Let's walk through them real quick on so a homeowner is aware of what they should ask for.
So if they're getting just a standard entry-level air conditioner, surge protector is probably more important than anything. You can get a surge protector that'll go on your condenser or it goes on the disconnect outside. You can get one, put one on the furnace to protect the board and the motor on the furnace. Or there is one that you can put, an electrician will put on your panel. It'll protect the entire house from surge, not just the equipment.
So why wouldn't you just put that one in?
It's limited. Sometimes you have to get an electrician, you have to have a license to put it in. Sometimes you don't, depending on the area.
Right.
Some of them are designed to be put on the top two breakers. Some of them have to be put on the power lugs as they come into the house. It's a little bit more money. You could probably buy two of the equipment.
But my question is does it do everything for you?
It just does surge, yes.
It just does surge.
It's not going to
protect you against brownout.
Correct. Right? Yeah, because the voltage monitors are 60 amps. They don't have anything bigger than that. So if you could put it on your old house, you could be running, you have a 200 amp service, 300 amp service. It's not enough to protect, you know, if everything was running at once. So that's why you would put them on individually.
Let's go to Eagle, New York. And Tom, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I actually called a couple weeks ago. We got caught off bad phone. Question regarding the Hertz coming into the house.
Okay.
And that changing quite a bit with new solar panels, it seems like.
Yeah, what we're seeing is areas that are live near these large industrial solar fields could have voltage fluctuations, and so some of the products we're talking here will help protect it. They're not filters per se, like some people might say, I need a filter or a buck boost transformer or something like that. But this will just protect if the voltage goes out of that range that you program on these voltage monitors. It'll definitely help that.
But isn't there something with the power company? Aren't they regulated to make sure that they don't fluctuate on Hertz coming into the home? I thought it was a set amount that they had to maintain.
Yeah, there is a window. So there's, I guess, if you do, like, your house has 240 volts, right? They're supposed to supply a certain percentage above and below that. Where we get, and that's the safety operation range for most equipment. Where you get into trouble is when that dips below that and they don't catch it in time, or there's just a large strain in the area on something. And that's what we're seeing where near these solar farms is sometimes it's an overvoltage.
So doesn't that put them kind of responsible for the equipment that is ruined because of that?
It does, but what we've been finding, if there's no equipment to tell them that they're having that issue, we've actually had with some of the products that I have on houses, utility companies have been always saying, oh, it's your problem, it's not ours. Well, after we put this piece of equipment on, it's a voltage monitor from RectorSeal. It actually has an error code, and it'll kick out and say, hey, you had under voltage 20 times in a week, or you had over voltage 20 times in a week. And then you can say, hey, look, this is not our problem, this is your problem. And they basically come back every time and say, oh, yeah, it is our problem. So, they may not know it because it might be something that happened 2 o'clock in the morning or at a certain time frame. So they may not realize it until somebody.
But they're not going to take any responsibility for the cost, are they?
Sometimes they will if they can prove that it's them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had that as a contractor, we had that several times.
It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for us to check in with Tom Puckett with the latest from the WBEN Newsroom.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Orchard Park police hold a news conference on last Friday's officer-involved shooting that claimed the life of James Ty Cushman. WBEN has learned Orchard Park police do not have body cameras, so video came from neighbors' doorbell cameras. Cushman was shot by police after police say he lunged at officers with a knife. A Buffalo man has been charged with setting fire to the Old Pink.
Last evening, we did arrest Buffalo resident John Burns on one count of federal arson. We just received information he had an initial appearance today, and he was remanded into custody.
The ATF's Brandy Sparazzo says 40-year-old John Burns was at Old Pink in June and had a confrontation with a former security guard. threatening he would return to burn the building down. About 2 hours later, the restaurant was engulfed in flames. The Target store on Niagara Falls is expected to remain closed today after a sprinkler system went off yesterday morning. There are reports of significant water damage. The Buffalo City Mission hosts a 5K run today. Aubrey Calhoun says the fundraising goal is $30,000. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, it is that time of the year when the temperature changes, and it's time for you to call my friends at TRS for their $99 Hammer Time health and safety checkup on your existing air conditioner. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem Central Air with many financing options. Great news, TRS has an electrical division and can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. For more, go to TRSheatingandAirConditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today.
Hi, this is Linda Pellegrino for Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers. It has been my pleasure to be a client of Clarity Group ever since I turned that magical age myself. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or already have Medicare, Clarity Group can guide you through it all. There's lots of changes happening for 2025, and by calling Clarity Group, you can get ahead of the game and schedule a personal appointment with one of their talented and licensed agents that are here for you all year long. And like always, there is never a charge for any of their services. Clarity Group Medicare Plan Centers have 5 convenient locations throughout Western New York. Walk in or make an appointment today. Come on and join the thousands like me who put their trust in Clarity Group for all things Medicare. Call today, 716-393-3437. That's 716-393-3437. Or reference their website, claritygroupny.com.
Hi, this is Arthur Pressman, Western New York's DWI and traffic attorney. We're ready for another exciting year of football. Let's have a great time cheering on our team, and remember to stay safe while doing it. As always, use caution before getting behind the wheel. Having a designated driver is a win for everyone. If you do get pulled over for a DWI or for any other reason, call me, Arthur Pressman, your DWI and traffic attorney.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Visit tickettojustice.com for details.
Well, we're talking about protecting your heating equipment and your air conditioning equipment from power surges. And another thing you need to protect yourself from is, of course, what you breathe through that travels through your ductwork. The only way you can unequivocally make sure that you're breathing clean indoor air is by having my friends at Indoor Professionals come over. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and they'll insert the patented column duct cleaning head. And with a high-pressure compressor, they will blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. All the stuff that collects down in your ductwork that you don't see, out of sight, out of mind, that can cause you to actually have upper respiratory breathing problems like dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts. Yeah, it's all lurking deep down in your ductwork. Get rid of it as we start the heating season and breathe clean indoor air all winter long, along with the medical grade air purifier and the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, along with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Indoor Professionals is the place to go. Mr. Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's that time of year where it's hard to believe in another month. I'm going to say October 3rd that, you know, many people will turn on their furnaces based on, you know, trends we've seen for 32 years doing this. And then everybody calls at once. So there's still a little opportunity to beat the fall rush here, although we're about 3 weeks out on the schedule. And as you mentioned, there's nothing like the Healthway medical grade air purifier that is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. They're just amazing for anyone that has sinus allergies, asthma, or worse, a compromised immune system that they might be battling cancer. So that's, you know, great. The portable, like you have, that covers 1,200 square feet, as well as the Super V, which fits on your furnace, and that would take care of your whole house there.
683-3000, extension 303 in the 716 is a number you're going to call. And the Hammer Time radio specials for opening weekend for the Buffalo Bills are?
Ooh, yeah. All right. Go Bills. Yeah. So one thing we didn't mention is the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier. Maybe you mentioned it briefly. So let's start there. Wonderful machine. People, you know, said, I can't believe I've used these, you know, big box Tinker toy things. And I've got like gone through three of them in the last 6 to 8 years. And of course, this has a 5-year bumper to bumper warranty with a 10 to 15 year lifespan. That's $350 off. Okay. And then the portable Healthway units are $300 off. The whole house unit is $500 off. And lastly, you can still save a whopping $175 on your duct cleaning. And you can get on the schedule within 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, it's a remarkable discount. And only you can get it by calling Peter right now. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Embark on a nostalgic voyage through the shimmering seas of music with Yacht Rock Review. November 15th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. Watch as Yacht Rock Review recreates the breezy and laid-back tunes inspired by the golden era of rock. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Sail away with Yacht Rock Review, November 15th, OLG Stage at Falls View Casino.
Hi, I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Joe DiBiase.
I'm Mike Shope.
I'm Chris Parker.
I'm Sal Capaccio.
This is Paul Hamilton.
And I'm Brian Colziel.
Together, we are the men of WGR, and each one of us has a special connection to Western New York and our sports fans.
And even though we are at different stages in our lives, some of us are newly married, some of us have young kids, and some of ours are older.
We understand that we all have the potential to be touched by cancer, and so do you.
That's why the men of WGR are partnering with Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center to bring awareness to cancer screening and why it's so important.
Early detection is key, and we want today to be the day you decide to be proactive and get screened.
Cancer doesn't wait, and you shouldn't either.
The men of WGR, each of us with a reason to partner with Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center to move the men of Western New York to get screened for cancer.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone asks me, who do I recommend for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. Can you believe that? When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to Ava Roofing. Roofing.com. Ava will also offer you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, where when quality matters, call Ava Roofing. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
10:40 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic and my guest, Matt Vallant. We're talking about surge protectors and how important they are and will become more so as we electrify our world. A surge protector can protect your equipment, and power fluctuations are probably going to become a bigger deal
Yep.
as we electrify more and more.
Yep. As we get more people in areas get more electric cars, right? They like one electric car requires almost the same amount of power as 20 refrigerators. So you think about a neighborhood that's got 4, 5, 6, 8 cars, that's, you know, 400, 500, 600 refrigerators, the same thing equipment yeah. running. So that power draw, and if everybody's charging or when they come home and plugging them in, that's a power surge that's coming into that area. So what that could possibly do is, we spoke this a little bit earlier. Is
when you say that, power surge is a power fluctuation, is still a surge?
Yeah, let me clarify that. Not a surge like the immediate surge. This is more like you're under voltage.
More
brown
of a draw.
Out. Yeah, so that a lot of people charging cars or doing electrifying, turning the air conditioners on at one time in an area could cause under voltage. Mm-hmm. So, and that's different than a surge, so different than a surge protector. That would be a voltage protector or voltage monitor.
Now, we haven't been able to get a straight answer regarding the smart meters as to what they are exactly doing, except that we are told that they're dialing up and reading our meters for us so that the estimated bills are no longer, the case. What's your theory about what smart meters are for?
Just that, a way for them to just check so they don't have to have a meter reader come out. Coming on your property is insurance issue. It's, could be insurance liability for them. Some of the smart meters, or could be reversing meter if you have the solar power or wind power on your property. That's how they can gauge how much power you're producing back to them, so they can give you a credit or,
Do you think they're regulating the flow in any way?
No, because it's just the meter just sends, it just hooks, it's operating on amperage. So
that's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it's not regulating. It can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lancaster and chat with Brad. Good morning, Brad. You're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. So I was looking into getting a standby generator.
Yep.
And I had an electrician tell me that a battery backup system is actually better and more efficient. Cost, he said, is roughly about the same, a hair cheaper. But he said that it kicks in faster than the generator will, so your clocks won't reset and that stuff. And you can get them to last, average 4 or 5 hours. And up to as much as you want, depending on how many batteries you want. But you said that's what most power outages last for, and you don't have the maintenance of having to,
right,
change the oil, the generators, and that stuff anyway.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
So battery backups, I tend to be more of a consistent power. Anything with generators, I used to install the generators. As long as you're putting something like a surge voltage monitor, because your power goes out and you're running on battery, if one of the batteries fails, you could have a voltage issue, right? The battery backups, I'm assuming solar, or is it, right? Is that, you're getting solar powers and then runs a bank of batteries?
Solar or just
or wind.
Even just charging off of the grid normally.
Gotcha. So you're using your house grid.
It could be hooked into solar, down the road or whatever.
Yep.
But
yeah, I mean, anything like that, because it's going to have controls to regulate the flow of the power. So you'd want to have something that's going to protect your equipment because of that too, because batteries could fail. Just like a car batteries, right? I mean, it's just a battery is a battery. So it could fail. If you get one bad cell, you could have a voltage issue. So putting something like a surge or a voltage monitor, even with that type of system as a backup, is always a good idea to help protect your investment. So,
all right, Brad. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Texter writes, Dom, does the quality of whole house surge protectors matter?
It does, because there's whole house protectors that are like a breaker. Square D makes them. I think all the manufacturers make them. So it basically takes the place of your breaker. There's also ones like we have and a lot of other manufacturers have that just wire in to the panel. So it's the internals of how it dissipates that surge is what's important. It's the old adage is you get what you pay for, right? So don't cheapen out on a surge protector. I would say get something that's decent, because it's probably most likely it's going to have better the ability to clamp on that surge and get rid of it and dissipate it. And
so let's help our listeners decide what to do here. First of all, what should they expect to pay?
So for a whole house surge protector, we've seen them installed anywhere from $300 to $400. It depends on the contractor, the area. It also depends if it's a service call just for that, or if they're doing it while they're doing something else. They already got the power off, let's just put it in. And that's a variable.
Okay.
So the ones that are going to be just your equipment only one, like the smaller ones, are usually like a 5,000 amps or 50,000 volts, those tend to run about $250 installed from the contractor. Again, is it while they're doing it, it's not that much. Maybe add $100, $150.
So how do you go about deciding what you need?
It's really the conversation with your contractor. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they know you're educated
on this. Do you bring it up, like, for example, if you're having a new condenser installed, that would be the time to put the surge protector?
Either a service call, hey, be inquisitive. Hey, why did my unit fail? Why did my compressor burn out? Why did my fan fail? Is there something I can do to protect that? Most likely they will, because they don't want to keep coming back. You know, they can make money somewhere else, right? So,
do you recommend a surge protector on every major appliance?
Yeah. I mean, they're really not that expensive right now. Major appliances, I mean, there's surge protectors they make now that are, you plug it in the wall and you can plug a refrigerator into it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's famous for the power strips under their computers, right? So they're already protecting most of them. A lot of them are surge protectors now that are in the panel. So you could have your whole kitchen on a surge protector because it's in the breaker. There's a little bit more money, but you know, it's easier to, you don't have to get something at every outlet. Right?
And then, as you mentioned, if you monitor this, you have then evidence and proof that you could possibly go back to the utility.
Yes. We actually had a couple of instances commercially that we would have to, we used to have to put something on a commercial rooftop, and it actually proved that the utility was at fault, but their problem was only happening like between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So there was no way for anybody to know because it happened when nobody was there.
What was it doing?
It blew up a blower motor. I mean, blew it apart where copper wires were everywhere.
Wow. Because that was a surge from the transformer.
Yeah. It was probably an overvoltage, which made that motor run super fast. So the transformer was failing. So
a bad transformer can cause that, right?
Yeah. The big round cans you see up on the poles, if those fail and you get high power coming to your house or your equipment, right, or to a neighborhood, that's what that would see. So the voltage monitors that are out there, Rector Seal has one, and there's a couple of manufacturers out there, it would see that voltage rising and shut off, disconnect your equipment completely. So at least your equipment is taken out. It might take out your TV, it might take out something else, but if it was running, if it sees that, and at least you're protecting the most expensive part of your house. I mean, your heating and air conditioning is the most expensive system in your house.
Exactly. So, 803-0930, very interesting discussion we're having with Matt Vallant. Participate in the program by calling or texting us. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Well, those in the know go Lenco. Check out Anderson's 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three area Lenco locations, Buffalo, Williamsville, Kenmore, or hop online, Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Learn more about the Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
For retirement communities, what should you look for? A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer, your own balcony or patio, beautiful and spacious restaurant, quiet wooded acres with walking path, lush landscaping, an outdoor courtyard, pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a 5-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
Call Marilyn to make a reservation for our Fall into Asbury event, Saturday, September 14th from noon to 3. That's Saturday, September 14th from noon to 3, featuring hors d'oeuvres, information, giveaways, and a tour. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst. 716-810-7500. 810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve this.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Hey, football fans. Marty Sr. here from Riverfront Auto Sales. And we're kicking off football season with some winning plays by giving you $716 more for your vehicle.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
You got it, Dad. Buffalo, we're going deep with our first play. Visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com and click on Get Your Instant Cash Offer. Just fill out your year, make, and model, and voila, Get your offer.
And here's the touchdown. In honor of the 716, my papa and my dad are adding an extra $716 to your cash offer. That's a big win for you.
So don't miss out. Get your instant cash offer at RiverfrontAutoSales.com and enjoy an extra $716 on top of that.
And most of us can use the extra $716 towards school supplies. And remember, this offer is for a limited time only.
So, score big this season with Riverfront Auto Sales, 1379 Niagara Street. And when it comes to your next vehicle,
it's gotta be Riverfront Auto Sales. From Riverfront Auto
Sales. Wow! For decades, the Stamm Law Firm has been representing families in our community, protecting and preserving their assets, and planning for their long-term medical and health care needs.
This is Brian Stamm. What you may not know is that for over 50 years, we've also been helping people when they have been injured as a result of a car accident, slip and fall, or as a result of a medical error.
And this is Brad Stamm. People tell us all the time, if I knew you guys did injury cases, I would have called you. Well, we do. And it's not about whether you're severely hurt or seriously injured. We help people with their cases, no matter how large or small, because for us, it's about taking care of people.
Whether it's preparing an estate plan or supporting you through an injury, these cases can go hand in hand. That's why this is a major part of our practice.
Our family takes great pride in taking care of families by protecting your assets, planning for your future, and being your attorney to help you through an injury.
If you or a loved one has been injured, let the Stamm family help you. Call 631-5767 or visit stammlaw.com today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. Stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank, like Cortec, to high-quality carpet, like Mohawk Silk. Well, they do have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop into the showroom at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Shock me.
.10:53 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and my guest for the hour has been Matt Valant. Matt is a manufacturer's representative from a company called United Components, and one of his products is what we're talking about today, is Rector Seal. Now, there are a variety of different brands of surge protectors.
Yep.
There's a couple things for people to be aware of when they're looking into surge protectors.
So when you're asking for a surge protector, you want to make sure you're asking for one that's UL listed, because there are a few products on the market that contractors can get. They're less expensive, but they're not UL listed. And that's very important for safety reasons. They do a lot of testing. They do extensive testing to make sure it's safe, it doesn't catch fire or anything like that. It's just making sure you're getting what you're paying for and you're getting a quality product. All of the Rector Seal products, like all of our surge products, are interchangeable with all of our other products. So if you're buying, if one of them's in your house, you can actually switch it out with something else.
Now, we mentioned UL certification. You would think that that would be kind of like a no-brainer,
yeah,
right?
Dealing on this, as a contract, you don't realize it, but being on this side of the coin, it's UL listing costs a lot of money to get something certified, and some of these places skirt that. And but just by doing different testing, how they build it, sometimes they rely on the contractor to put it together to make it work.
Yeah.
And so
I think we assume when we see UL that it's like, you know, maybe someone paid to have that endorsement.
Yeah.
But it's more to it, right?
Yeah, there's more to it. It's making sure that it's safe. I mean, there's extensive testing. So a lot of my products have to go through UL listing, or there are other certifications companies in the country to do
that. Do we have to worry about any Chinese imports in this category?
A lot of the equipment, anything that's got boards in it, is components are usually made overseas. They're starting to source more like out of Taiwan and Vietnam, Asia in general, not just China. So some of our products, actually a lot of our Rectorseal products, actually come from Germany.
So suffice it to say, look for the UL.
Yeah.
You look for the UL label and ask that question if it's UL certified.
Yeah. Make sure if you're getting an estimate from a contractor, make sure he's installing UL listed components.
And what products are we talking here in terms of warranty?
Again, that depends on the product. Ours is a lifetime warranty on our surge protector. So if a surge protector goes, the contractor can bring it back and they get a new one for free.
Liability for what it might do to harm equipment?
So different manufacturers have different coverages. Some have, ours is up to $5,000 connected, and they got to prove that our device failed, obviously. Other companies are zero, some are 3,000, some are 7,000. So there's actually different contractors will use different products, and the different products have different protection.
So as we wrap up the show, it's important that homeowners learn about this. Hopefully they did today, and that they ask the question to their contractors when they're having equipment installed that they want a surge protector put in.
Yeah, surge protector for basic. If you have your high-end mini splits, your multi-head mini splits, you want a voltage monitor just to help protect it, because it may not do anything now, but 2-3 years down the road, when and more electric is coming, you want to protect yourself against those brownouts, because they're out there, and it's just not in Buffalo. We're a little bit sheltered here, but
Who knows what's going to happen once 2026 hits with 100% residential electrical construction. Yeah. It might change our footprint altogether.
Yep. Well, there's people in your listening area that will definitely have experienced voltage problems.
A texter's writing, had a 200-amp service upgrade and whole house surge protector sits outside the panel.
Yep, and that's just one of the different types that we were mentioned. The add-on ones can sit outside, but a lot of the panel manufacturers make them that go right into their panel.
So. Is it okay to have redundancy?
Yeah, because having one on your panel will protect everything coming into the house, right? Everything in the house coming into your main line. What the ones on the outside, like at your unit, would protect you also from coming in your power lines. But if you have a lightning strike outside, it's going to it could travel the ground and come up a grounding rod and or your equipment, and it could affect your equipment before it affects anything in your house. So having one outside doesn't hurt. It's redundancy. It's overkill. It's not overkill, because you're protecting.
So redundancy is good, is what you're saying.
It's not, they're not thousands of dollars. But your equipment is. So you want to protect the boards, because, like I said, the boards might be under warranty. Most manufacturers aren't covering boards if it's an electrical issue. So you're on the hook, your contractor's on the hook for it, and at multiple hundreds of dollars. So.
Now, if our listeners would like to reach out to you for more information, where would we send them?
We have a Facebook page, United Components, on Facebook. You can reach out to, that's mvalint@gmail. That's my personal email, but.
Give that again.
It's mvalint@gmail.
VALINT.
Yep.
At Gmail, and then the company is United Components.
Yeah, United Components, yeah.
And it's not based in Buffalo?
No, we're the agency covers basically from Maine all the way to South Carolina, so you've got 18 reps. They're based in Jersey, so I cover the upstate New York area, down to Pittsburgh. So.
Well, Matthew, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think we learned a lot about surge protectors today.
Yeah, because we do a lot of training for contractors, but it's the homeowners that usually don't get
We just did that right now.
So I'm hoping that somebody got something out of this. So.
All right, what's your prediction for tomorrow?
Bills.
Bills, of course.
It's got it. Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the game. In the meantime, go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.